sometimes people not only want to hear a story, they'd like to see it. That's the case here, for seeing the story is vital to the success of the business. I'll take you there on this edition of the American Countryside. A Farming the Countryside podcast, we're talking about the stories, tips, and trends affecting agricultural and rural America. What can you expect in the markets? How do you evaluate new technology? What are the latest trends when it comes to successful crop and livestock operations? Those topics and many more are our weekly focus with guests from across the nation. Farming the Countryside is brought to you by Pivot BioProven. Find the Farming the Countryside podcast on the AgriTalk app or just use your favorite podcast platform. And you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you are able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
Near the town of Kona, Hawaii, you'll find several coffee farms producing some of the world's best coffee. Aaron Lanuza works with Kona Joe Coffee. He says one person on this farm can have a big influence on the final product.
These master roasters will actually slowly bring the temperatures of that coffee up to a place where the inside of the coffee bean is roasted perfectly to match what is on the outside as well.
Aaron often explains to guests the way a specific roast can bring out flavors in a bean. This farm has decided to do things differently than some others, and he says that makes them stand out in a good way.
For us, we're a one-stop shop, which is more sustainable in the long term because we have everything happening here, from the growing process to actually the milling process and the roasting process and the selling of everything.
Kona Joe has found it vital to get consumers here to the farm. The ability to share the story of what they produce helps people realize the quality of what they are purchasing.
I think a lot of our customers, when they come in and they're looking for high quality coffee, they always question why they're buying the coffee here. We need to back up our coffee with the education that also comes along with coffee to be able to give you a reason why you're spending $50 for a bag of coffee.
And especially in Hawaii, Aaron says many consumers like to see the place producing their food.
A lot of people here in Hawaii, especially in Kona, I've noticed, people care about organic and farm-to-table type of quality foods. It's definitely a very important thing for us to acknowledge factors like that and then grow to those kinds of treatments.
It's a unique crop, and the islands are the only place in the U.S. where coffee is grown. Traveling the countryside in Kona, Hawaii, I'm Andrew McRae.